Dr. Dubin.
Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our desire and aim to glorify, magnify, exalt, and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. He who so loved you and me that he willingly gave his life on an old rugged cross under the curse and judgment of God for you and for me, that we might be redeemed, that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin, that we might be made pure and clean and holy and righteous in the sight of God. What a privilege to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be a child of the eternal God. Well, we're studying about the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit of God gives to different individuals to be used to the glory of God. And we're reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you'd like to get your Bible and study along with us, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And by the way, if any of you do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we have a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume that we would be delighted to mail to you absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, and we would be delighted to send it to you. Now, you can write to us at Bob Griggs. If you'll get a pencil and paper, I'll give you that address. Bob Griggs, that's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs, capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, 825. That stands for Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma. Then capital C, capital O, period. And then the zip code, 81137-0825. That zip code's very important. It comes right along after Ignacio, Colorado. Then you write the zip code 81137-0825. And on the last line, you write United States of America. Or you can abbreviate it with a capital U, capital S, capital A, which is the abbreviation for United States of America. That's very important. If you do not put that on your letter, we'll not get it. And so we hope that you got that full address. And also, you can listen to these messages on the World Wide Web. Our web address is small case, BBFI, BobGriggs.com. That's the website address, B, like in Bob, BBFI, BOB, GRIGGS.com. And you can look us up, and if you'll look under Media Library on our front page, look for Media Library, click on that. It will take you to a whole list of our radio broadcasts. and you can listen to those broadcasts. We have broadcasts listed from years in the past under archive, and you can listen to those as well as our present broadcast. Now today, we're continuing to look at the spiritual gifts of believers in 1 Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, and Paul's writing to the church at Corinth, which was a church of Gentiles, that is, Gentiles were people who were not Jews. The two classifications, Jew or Gentile. Anyone that wasn't a Jew was a Gentile. And so Paul says, you know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. And there was much idolatry in the city of Corinth, and many people had idols. They went to the temples that had idols, and they had idols in their home. And they bowed before those idols and offered food to those idols and prayed to those idols. And he said, they're dumb idols. They have no power. There may be a demon that works behind the idol to enslave an individual and to keep a person deceived. But those idols are things that people themselves have made, and they dishonor the true and the living God. Wherefore, verse 3, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, calleth Jesus accursed. And no man will misuse and abuse the name of the Lord Jesus Christ if they're truly a child of God. They reverence the name of Christ. They reverence the name of Almighty God. And they don't use it as an exclamation, and they don't use it as a statement of surprise or shock. Beloved, that dishonors God, and God will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in a vain, empty way like that. And that no man, verse 3, that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. It's through the Holy Spirit that we yield to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and allow Him to be the Lord of our life. And thus we read, verse 4, now there are diversities. Well, let's read verse 3 again. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts. There are many different gifts that the Spirit of God gives to different individuals. But the same Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit of God who administers these different spiritual gifts. And there are diversities are differences of administration. That is, there are different ways of serving the Lord. Different groups of people serve the Lord in different ways, but the same Lord. And he says there are diversities of operations. There are different ways that churches operate. And not always the same way as some other church or organization, but it is the same God that worketh all in all. You recall one time the disciples found some men teaching that about the Lord, but they were not following with them, and they rebuked them. And they told Jesus, and he said, no, they that are not against us are for us. Leave them alone. And don't rebuke them. And so we see they had that spirit, that attitude, that if you don't do things our way, then you're wrong. And how many times in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ we see this attitude among the followers of Christ. When Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Divisions
are carnal, beloved. That's walking after the flesh, and that's acting like a baby Christian. God wants us to grow up and to manifest love toward one another, that the world might see the power and the love of Christ manifested by believers. And so he says, there are diversities of gifts, differences of administration, diversities of operations, but the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation, and the word manifestation, the revelation, or the revealing of the work of the Holy Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. God uses different individuals in different ways to accomplish his work and to do his bidding. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, that is, divine insight and understanding of truth. Now, we're going to consider for just a few moments a little bit about this subject of wisdom. And so I trust you have a Bible and can go with us to the book of Psalms. In Psalm 111 and verse 10, we read these words, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Fearing Almighty God, that word fear means having a reverential respect and honor for God. That's why the true child of God will not be using God's name in vain, will not be blaspheming or dishonoring the Lord or using it in a careless way, but will reverence God, will honor God, will respect God, will lift up the Lord. For the fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord, the respect of the Lord, the honoring of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's just the start of wisdom. And a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Yes, beloved, how important it is that an individual fears Almighty God and reverences the Lord. Well, it looks like our time is gone once again, but you can look up Proverbs 1:7 and note that if you would, and then we'll begin there next time. Until then, goodbye.